You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.
This is Your Welcome America, the podcast that explains what the bloody hell Brits are banging on about.
In every episode, we translate British pop culture for America.
And American pop culture for Britain.
You're welcome.
Did you tell him? No.
I am Ben.
I am Fraser.
Fraser like Razor.
No. Hell no.
Go. Here we are.
If you don't like people singing songs, it's time to find a new place to listen.
So, we know that on the podcast of late, we've gone a little Girls Aloud crazy. But that's because the tour is coming up. It's happening. It's all go, go, go. Girl, go, 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 go. So, as well as recapping, Passions of Girls Aloud every week, this is You Are Prime you're listening to.
And shout out to all those people that love our erratic release schedule. Oh, nothing. Whoa, two episodes. Whoa, a lot of Girls Aloud content. Goodbye for 7 weeks. Thanks for sticking with us.
So before we really go through our predictions and demands for the Girls Aloud reunion tour, how are you, babes?
I had a very uplifting experience just this afternoon. I was walking to the gym and an unhoused gentleman kind of lunged at me from the darkness and said these exact words to me. I just wanted to tell you, I'm so glad that you're free to be you. And I said, thank you. It was very nice.
That is nice.
You know, not your average kind of intense interaction. It was nice to get a compliment, I think.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-workout, I popped in and just started working out, thinking about how I'm free to be me.
So I have tonsillitis. Or strep, whatever they call it in this country.
Who knows?
But I'm on day 3 of antibiotics. I've not had this properly for 10 years, maybe. Wow, it's rough.
She's back.
In the middle of the night, I was saying to you earlier, you in Bordeaux, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I felt like I was going to vomit. So I had to go get a sicky bowl in the kitchen and a towel. And I was in so much pain that I was groaning.
Oh, babes.
Yeah, I think it's because that's when the ibuprofen had worn off.
Yeah.
But then I distinctly remember it was so bad one time in London that I was lying awake at night listening to Magic FM and thinking, should I call an ambulance?
Oh my God.
Because it was that bad.
Oh, you poor thing.
But this time, because I've been through it before, she's got a few more scratches and grazes since those days. So she's like, I'm not calling an ambulance.
Well, I have to say, one of my fondest memories of you having strep / glandular fever / tonsillitis was that time that I came over to yours. I bought you some supplies when you lived in Newington Green. And we got into your bed and we watched different theme park rides on YouTube in your bed together. Oh, remember that?
That's nice. So, yeah.
Well, welcome back, strep.
Strep. Hey, strepy strep. I have strep and I've lost all my money as well, so... In a banking, in some sort of banking meltdown,
international banking incident,
all my savings have disappeared. So that's that.
You're gonna get them back.
Yeah.
The antibiotics is gonna work on the strep, and the high court will solve this banking incident. You'll be fine. You'll have a clear throat and loads of money again soon. You'll be okay.
Hope so.
I believe in you. We did watch the Wicked trailer earlier, just now. Thoughts, feelings?
Well, let's just improv some lines from it. Some made up lines.
Okay.
So it'd be like, you're green, but are you green with envy?
What did I say earlier? Oh, it was, oh, Elphaba, you are wicked. And I feel like there's going to be a scene where Ariana Grande says to her, oh, I wish a house would just fall down on you right now. Mm-hmm. And then turn to the camera and go like, ding. I think it looked like a CGI hellscape, and weirdly I feel like I can't wait to see it. Is it because I love Ariana Grande so much and I kind of blindly support anything that she does?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I also love Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, of course I support anything that she does.
Right, so I feel like it's like a double pronged me supporting anything those two women do.
Yeah, a lot of that CGI. I don't like CGI when gold is involved. You know, when they're like sheets of CGI gold.
Yeah.
Like gold paneling. It's very really takes me back to Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, there's something about that. Oh my God, I'm about to sound like the oldest person on the planet. There's something about big CGI movies nowadays where I just feel like the transition between we're looking at the outside of a CGI building to we're on a set in Pinewood that's like a ooky spooky school set, that it's so jarring that I'm like, okay, CGI now real. It's, you know what, does that make any sense?
I think it's more like, because it's better than ever in quotation marks, I just don't believe any of it. Right. Like, well,
you're lots like, of this you're like, Ariana Grande didn't even film this. Well, yeah, she's I'm made like, of CGI.
Well, lots of this was definitely CGI. My eyes can't work out what's real or not, so I just think all of it's fake and shit.
It all levels out to fake and shit.
Exactly. It's like magic. You know, when you watch a magic show, even if it's a good magic show, it's not real.
I've never seen Wicked. Why am I so excited to watch the movie musical adaptation of it? I don't even like musicals that much.
I like the musical, but... Now, wait, so the famous line from Defying Gravity, she did her own kind of remix of it.
Yeah, apparently that's controversial.
Because she kind of goes... Yeah, she really like... Yeah.
I was saying earlier to our friend Jamie, I was saying that trailer, they really edge you with the whoa, and that trailer, it's like, you kind of hear like a... Whoa. No, not yet, not yet, not yet. And then right at the end, it's just...
Also, the trailer did go on for about 9 minutes.
Yes, and told the entire story of the movie.
Although, I've seen the musical, and I've watched the trailer, and I don't remember anything. Because then I'm also like, wait a minute, is this Wizard of Oz? I just don't really... I don't understand how it all connects. I've forgotten.
What did she say? It's the wizard that should be scared of me. That was a really annoying line as well.
Oh, you're green. Okay. And do you think Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel maybe like play flying monkeys or something?
I did see someone say on Twitter/X that they were both playing that role of that teacher that was a goat. You remember there was a CGI goat that was teaching like a magical lesson? I saw someone say that it was like a panto costume and Idina Menzel was in the front and Chenoweth was in the back.
I don't ever want to watch a movie with like talking animals. Unless it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like, you know, here's the thing. It's different if it's all talking animals.
That's so funny.
But when it's humans... And talking animals you don't
like
together.
A human interacting with a talking animal.
I'm like, this is just silly.
So you don't mind Shrek?
Yeah, Shrek's okay because it's all
cartoon. Yeah.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit's okay because the animals are so cartoony.
What about Charlotte's Web? So Charlotte's Web is a no from you because that's what was she called? Dakota Fanning talking to like a pig and a spider.
Oh, but then there is Babe. But did they talk to Babe? Or did the Babe talk to the other animals?
Yeah, I think Babe was like a look who's talking kind of thing where it was like...
Toy Story type
situation. Yeah, where it's like they're only talking to... Okay. Babe was only talking to other pigs, I think.
Talking.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The babies can talk to each other, but they can't talk to Kirstie Alley.
I don't want to see a human talk to a goat, the goat talk back and everyone's cool with it. That's just shit. Hard pass.
I'm going to really rack my brains to think of a few more projects to run by you about that.
Okay, that's fine.
Talking animals theory.
Just annoying. Parrots are allowed because parrots do talk.
Oh God, I'm having tiki room flashbacks from Disneyland.
Tiki, 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 tiki room. In the problematic tiki room.
We're going to take cultures from all over the world, mash them up together and shove them down your throat.
Shall we do some feedback?
We should.
Okay, first of all, standard tone on the phone. You can call the shots. You can call the pod on 612-699-2007, like the year we met.
Yes, it was. Well, how perfect. It's almost as if we chose that number.
We did choose the number. So please call and leave us your feedback and we will likely play it, unless it's shit. No, if it's shit, we'll definitely play it.
Yeah, shitter the better.
612-699-2007. I think there's an international calling thing, but I couldn't tell you about that because I live in the States.
I'm going to need everyone to... People can just research that on their own time.
Okay, first of all, in the last episode, the last You Are Prime episode, we discussed SNL. And Niall got in touch. He said the UK equivalent of SNL equals the Friday Night Project.
Oh my God, yes.
Guest host, musical guest, sketches. He's so right.
Yeah, that's bang on the money.
And it's also, the Friday Night Project was so British, you know? Like that, remember Alan's thermometer thing that was blowing up and everyone was like,
it's a dick.
Yeah. So that was my, so correct. We stand corrected. SNL UK equivalent is the Friday Night Project.
Yes.
Why have they not tried to bring that back?
I feel like there was that weird stink from that guy hosting it, right?
Oh yeah. With the long hair, looked like line.
Hmm.
Yeah. Justin Lee Collins.
Yeah. So we got some feedback that I was too scared of you seeing that. Oh no, you did. Oh dear. You did find this.
You can, so, you can read it. You can also read my replies.
Piers Broderick got in touch, not Piers Brosnan. And he said some feedback. Ben should give X-Men 97 a try, if not for other reasons than hot men in belly tops, scenes of a man strapped to a giant S&M rack in just his underwear and a collar, and a flying redhead with huge hair in black leather. I responded, oof, I'm scared of Ben seeing this message. Pierce quite rightly said, they're all fun, positive things. You said, okay, I like the idea of buff guys in belly tops, Ben, but only if they're actual humans and not cartoons, you geek. So, you know, maybe that's why people don't want to get in touch with us, because you're just abusing them.
Cliff, hey Cliff, in Glasgow got in touch, and he said that because I was singing bits of this, bits of that, I put them all together and what have you got?
Spider-Man spins a web.
Okay, don't you dare. Don't you throw an animated show at me.
And shout out to Jessica Lawrence. She also gave you this answer.
So Cliff and Jess got in touch, both Scottish people. So Bits Up was like a hippie version of Art Attack. So I think it must have been on STV, like a Scottish production. Mm. Yeah. Oh, no, it was Network. It was BBC One.
I don't believe that. That was like fake Scottish BBC One.
Look.
BBC.
BBC. Jessica Lawrence also said, absolutely delighted you're doing the passions of Girls Aloud. So we did Cheryl. And we're doing all four, not five, all four episodes. Yeah. And we got some nice feedback about Passions, yes, didn't we?
So we got some Cheryl feedback, but actually we would have also released the Sarah episode by now. Oh, guys, if you like, if you like watching people ride a horse from 10 miles away, you're going to love the Sarah episode.
Well, first of all, my friend Susie Applin got in touch and she just wrote, heart, heart, heart. Susie, we want more than that from you. You may have been connected to the passions of Girls Aloud, mm-hmm. So we would like some gossip, please.
Just a skip. Brian Oliver got in touch. Oh, Olivier, like for Philip Olivier.
No, it just says Brian Oliver.
I know, but I was getting excited about Philip Olivier.
Okay.
Brian Oliver got in touch and said, just listen to the episode and now need to go and find this on YouTube. I would say really, really hunt for the slightly less SD version that I found.
Yeah, that's true.
Two then parts, you
can,
not three.
Because then you can really see the boxes of Ovaltine in the background, exactly. Or whatever it is. That's great. Oh, Cliff also did like one of our impressions of Cheryl. I think it was you.
Okay. But
whatever. Lady Holloway said, maybe the best documentary series of our time.
Correct. First Class Clark, which is hard to say, said one of the first people to audition to be in their own music videos, an icon.
So that's Cheryl auditioning to be in the Will I Am song featuring Cheryl Cole.
Not Check It Out, like I kept singing in the episode. Oh, oh.
JGuns13 said, my favorite scene is when they're in the store buying the baggiest clothes ever. And at one point, Cheryl, in her XXL hoodie and 8 sizes too big jeans, jokingly gives another customer the step-off gesture. She's adorable. The step-off gesture. Oh, like that. What?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? What?
I believe we branded that as problematic.
Problematic, yeah.
And Emma Shez fan got in touch and just said simply, push 10.
Push 10.
Emma Shez fan. Who's the Emma? Or is, oh, I see. Her name's Emma and she's... I thought it was specifically
fan.
Emma Bunton and Cheryl fan, like combined.
She's a Girls Aloud fanatic.
Ooh, the only Welsh fan page for all things Girls GA. Aloud. I love it.
Oh, well, you're going to love what's going on with our company. What is this? Our podcast? So yeah. So please do get in touch. You can give us a shout on Instagram. You can email us at...
You're welcome, americapodcast@gmail.com.
And you can also call us on 612-699-2007, like the year.
And we're back.
We are back.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I started coming up with tour predictions for the Girls Aloud reunion, the show, the Girls Aloud show, and also just general requests. So I thought we could, before the show kickstarts, we should air them. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to start at the beginning. We're getting to the venue. I think they should have Girls Aloud branded cocktails.
Oh, one for each girl. And what's in them?
Oh, I don't know yet, but what do you think? I thought we could come up with them.
Okay, so I think Nicola should be like something kind of red and spicy.
Oh, she's like a Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, Aperol Spritz for her, definitely.
Nicola Spritz. Nadine's...
Guinness. By the Guinness.
Guinness
in a champagne glass.
That's good.
For Nadine.
I think Kimberly's could be like a cup of tea.
Yeah.
With just that, a little shot of something in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice little cup of tea.
A little cup of tea. Cheryl's... I bet Cheryl loves tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah's would be just a shot of whiskey.
No, Sarah's would be a Long Island iced tea.
Yes, the strongest, yeah.
Sarah Harding iced tea. Yes. Just a Sarah Harding iced tea.
Yeah.
There we go.
I love the idea that you could have a cup of tea for Kimberly and then a Sarah Harding iced tea. That's a great one.
So yeah, that's good.
Did you see, they did release pictures of the merch. I saw that today.
Like the first batch of merch.
Yeah. It's quite muted.
Yeah, it's a little pale pink.
Yes.
But then I also saw they used the image from No Good Advice for a kind of a throwback tea as well.
Oh, I like
all
that.
All in the silver.
Oh, I love that.
But as we've discussed before, I think they should have one for each girl and it should have like their most famous line on it.
Yeah.
So for example, Sarah's one should just say Walking Primrose. I think
Cheryl's is Aladdin's lamp.
Well, this is the thing. We'll come back to Cheryl because I cannot think of her most iconic line.
No.
Whereas like Kimberly could be like, bring it back to the other side. Yep.
Nadine's is beautiful robots dancing alone.
Yeah. Nicola is...
Maybe Dreams That Glitter. Because she does the... She's the call and response. She does the nice little bit for that.
No, but doesn't Nadine say Dreams That Glitter?
They both do.
Okay, fine. She can have that. But then the thing is, yeah, what's Cheryl doing?
My Aladdin's lamp.
I think Cheryl's would just say, call my name. She just like goes off and on. Okay, so great. We've got drinks. We've got merch. Any other official merch that we want?
Well, all my answers aren't real. I was imagining like some kind of Kimberly tie-in with the paint company that she's working with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't. If you buy a pot of paint, you pick it up at the end. You don't have to carry it with you.
I'm picturing people lugging home Kimberly's favorite shade, like a special Girls Aloud shade that she's created
just for the
tour. And everyone's carrying those heavy buckets back with them on the tube.
What about like very of that time? Some funky Girls Aloud earrings, like one really long one.
One with like a star at the end of it.
A star at the end of it.
Yes, GA.
Yeah, GA. That's good. Okay, great. Well, I think we're good on drinks and merch.
About Nadine's cocktail is Guinness in a champagne glass. Makes perfect sense.
What's the song that's going to open the show? I have three thoughts on this.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear yours.
I think we talked about this because I was saying I think they should open with something new. Mm-hmm. Because it's very impactful and very like, it's like a really fun, energetic start to the show. I worry that that song is going to get lost in the shuffle because... It just might, and I think it needs like kind of a high billing, and it kind of was all about, you know, a fresh new era for them, and yeah, I think that would be a good one to start the show with.
But wait a minute, what did they open the Girls Aloud 10 tour with? Because was that not something new? Hang on, Girls Aloud 10 tour.
It looks like they pretty much did it in release order for the 10 tour. Because it goes, yeah, Sound of the Under... They did Life Got Cold at the 10 tour. I don't remember that.
Okay. Okay, well, I need to revise my prediction because I thought they did something new to start the 10 tour.
Yeah, this is saying that was the last song of the 10 tour before the encore, which was I'll Stand By You and The Promise.
Okay, well, I think... Yeah, they're not going to do Sound of the Underground to start with then, no. I don't think.
I think this one's going to be much more mixed up than that one.
I think it might be something new.
Yeah.
Or it's the Girls Aloud show. How about starting with the show?
I think those are two really good starting options for
okay.
sure.
I'm excited about that. I am going to pitch that they don't have to perform The Loving Kind. And what I want them to do is I want them to perform Untouchable twice to make up for time. You know, they always talk about like flying through the air in their shows. So I want in Untouchable them to be in those space pods.
Right, from the video.
Flying through the air. And then at the end of the song, when it gets to Nadine being like, I'm better, you're gone, gone. I want all the pods to explode.
With them in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that has to be the last song of the tour. Yes,
yeah, probably, yeah. What about you?
I'm just seeing something quite wild on Wikipedia from the Ten Tour saying that they did a cover of Call Me Maybe on that tour.
That rings a bell.
Quite shocking.
Something that I also don't want on the tour, just to get out of the way, is I don't want any Native American headwear from Nicola.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, just for a general note. Let's try and avoid any cultural appropriation this time.
Hi, girls.
So does that mean that an album track that isn't going to be performed, Revolution in the Head from the Out of Control album?
Do you want to sing that for us?
And give me the ting, give me the ting, give me the I think let's keep that one off the list, gals.
Although I would love to see them play. Oh no, do you think they would play that and then they would do like a dance off?
Oh yeah. Maybe Cheryl can bring some of that Push 10 energy to Revolution in the Head. Are there any singles, like released singles, that you don't want to hear in the set list? So if you're looking at kind of say the 10 tour where they did pretty much every released song, I think Life Got Cold could maybe be shuffled off of the list.
No, but I...
But that is a funny song.
I think it'd be so funny.
Do you remember when that came out and everyone was talking about how it had the same tune as an Oasis song? Oh my God. They had to give a writing credit to Noel Gallagher because it sounds like Wonderwall. Because it sounds like Wonderwall, yeah. And all the roads that lead us there are winding. Yeah, it does sound like that song. Not to make this whole episode about Life Got Cold, but there's a pretty fun couple of facts and figures about
it. Oh, hit us.
Critical reviews came out. The BBC called the song a charming ballad that was a sweet and slightly sad pop song. And then my favourite thing is All Music referred to it as a solid ballad, suggesting it was a less intellectual Dido.
Yeah, I think that's solid. And then that ballad.
I really like the chart performance. This first sentence. The song entered the UK singles charts at number 3 behind Blue Cantrell's Breathe and Lamar's Dance With You.
How did Lamar's Dance With You go?
It went, dance, 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 dance the night away. Wait a minute. I just want to dance with you. I just want to be with you.
I just want to be the one who always gets to know you.
I don't care and I don't mind. You know, I saw Lamar live with my mom.
Because your mom loves Lamar.
Yeah, at the UEA in Norwich.
Even the birds and the bees. Vicking it to the knees is all I want to do.
I like that song. Wow, well, we just took a short break to listen to Lamar's Dance With You. What a great song.
Turns out we know a lot of the lyrics. Okay, so...
I was wanging on about Life Got Cold. So yeah, I was talking about any singles that we didn't want.
Yeah, what about you?
I would be very happy to not hear their cover of I Think We're Alone Now. Totally. I do believe that song has been kind of struck from the record. And what's the other song that they don't claim? Actually, no, I think that's the one, isn't it? Or is it...
They don't like See the Day.
See the Day. See the Day has been completely... I don't like See the Day.
I don't like See the Day. Yeah, so I'm okay just not hearing The Loving Kind, basically.
Yeah, I want to definitely continue the ban on the Tiffany cover, I Think We're Alone Now. But I would like to reintroduce the ballad. I want to reintroduce See the Day. Yeah. That song's got a dead wintry Christmas vibe to it, hasn't it?
Ordinarily, I wouldn't want to hear a whole lot of history, but I think the song's so funny that I think it's fine.
Yeah, a whole lot of history has to stay.
Yeah.
Baby.
I'm going to also do a quick remix. I do want Don't Speak French. I want the first half in English.
Oh, and then you want the second half. Je ne parle français version.
I want all the sound and all the mics to cut out, except for Nadine's, and I want Nadine to sing the second half of Can't Speak French in French. Bonjour, je ne parle français.
So I know on another one of our episodes, we got quite obsessed with the idea of Girl Overboard being performed and having an aquatic theme, and Nadine was going to be the cruise director.
Well, let's talk about album tracks. Yeah, Girl Overboard involving a giant cruise ship set piece. And Nadine's the one who falls over and they all have to rescue her. And she's just kind of like flailing her arms. And I think the water can be represented by dancers holding long, shiny sheets of blue, like flapping them.
Oh, lovely.
And she's drowning. And the other girl's like, well, what other ship kind of based things could the other girls be? I feel like...
Kimberly could be swabbing the poop deck.
Cheryl could either be a captain. Oh, wait. Nicola could be like a pin-up sailor girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then, okay, we'll let Cheryl be the captain then.
Yeah, what are the other kind of
album tracks
that you like? So
I would like, I've only really got into recently Close to Love.
I love Close to Love.
Close to Love, and it's always on a bill.
So that was on the Close to Love, was the Tangled Up album has some really good album tracks on it. So that is...
It's very, that song's a real disco number, real driving, like digga 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 digga.
And I really like, just from a personal thing, the song Fling is from the Tangled Up album, and I do love that song. I would love to see Fling be given another try.
Well, I also just like hearing Nadine saying, it's just a fling.
And then I think that Wild Horses from the Chemistry album is a really underrated Girls Aloud song.
I don't know that song.
Because, it's got a very strange beginning to it, with like a choral that sounds like it's almost like a chorus, and it the beginning is really off-putting.
It's like the...
Yeah. It's a real Xeomania mashup of 20 different songs in that one.
What was the song that you said Cheryl let slip in it? In an interview that they were going to perform.
That was... Oh, it's the one we... Graffiti My Soul from the What Will the Neighbors Say album. I'm hanging on a wire.
I also... One of my top five Girls Aloud songs, On the Metro.
On the Metro. Yeah, they have to include that.
I want On the Metro.
I feel like that song's been bumped up to almost single level of like canon in the fan kind of fandom, hasn't it?
That's just us, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I want On the Metro with the original choreo from the Tentra, that really difficult choreo. What?
I just seen an incredibly wild song from the What Will the Neighbors Say track listing that I forgot existed.
What?
It has a very specific jazzy slow saxophone moment in it that would really make your skin crawl. Uh-huh. Deadlines and Diets.
Oh, they're not performing Deadlines.
Of course they're not going to perform that.
It's so problematic.
I'm just saying that it's a funny... I just seeing it made me laugh. But listen, all jokes aside, you know, I think that Deadlines and Diets is not going to make it into the show.
Let's talk about some of the singles and the staging. I do want to throw it there for the show. I think they should reprise all their beauty salon characters the video. And I want Nicola to bring up an audience member, probably a gay guy from the audience, strip them down and then spray tan them. But the spray tan could maybe be glitter, like orange glitter.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Or it would be like that moment in the Super Bowl when Rihanna used her Fenty products. Maybe Nicola will bring out a Dainty Doll product, do a little Dainty Doll powder puff on a man's face. Didn't they use director's chairs in all their performances of the show as well? That would be kind of fun if they brought back that staging.
I think that for The Promise, I think they should fully lean into the video.
Yeah.
And they should do like a drive-in. Mm. And when it's Sarah's big Walking Primrose, it's like they're all in a car with their backs to the audience, the four of them, holding each other by the back, and they're watching Sarah on the big drive-in screen.
That would make me cry. That's if I saw good, that. Yeah.
Any others that you want?
What particular staging-wise, you mean?
Yeah, staging. Give me some staging. Okay. Just pitch some staging to me, please.
I do like the idea, genuinely like the idea of, this isn't a staging thing, this is a costume thing. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really funny if they did Love Machine in those original costumes. Or all jokes aside, but genuinely if they had if that song started and they had five dancers who kind of looked a bit like them from the back wearing those dresses in a pose.
That's
and
it's good.
Dun, 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 and you're like, oh my God, they're wearing the dresses. And then the gals come out and kind of shove them aside.
Like really cool elevated versions. Yeah, like
really high end versions of those market dresses.
And at the end of it, it's like a talkie section because he had to calm down after doing the Love Machine. They're like, and he's like, girls, can you believe we used to wear those?
Exactly.
Mine still smells of... Nicola's like, mine still smells of fake tan.
Yeah, that would be really a fun... I like the idea of, a decoy and then the girls coming out.
I would like for... Wait, is it Wake Me Up or is it Something Kind of Ooh? Well, Long Hot Summer and Something Kind of Ooh and Wake Me Up motorbike sequence.
Well, there could definitely be a kind of a... That and The Promise, there's a lot of car-based and vehicle-based. You could lump them into one section.
Okay, so there's a mechanic section.
Like the mechanic section. So yeah, Long Hot Summer, they're fixing the cars. And then there's someone rides in on a motorbike for Wake Me Up. Yeah, you're right. And then finish with The Promise, the cars are fixed. Yeah. They're not going to do Long Hot Summer, are they?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think they did it on the... They didn't do it on the ten tour.
Really?
That's another one of those songs that's been, like, banned into... I love Long Hot Summer. I have a real soft spot for that song. But yeah, they seem to have pretended that that song doesn't exist. I wonder if they will bring it back, though, because it's... Because this is such, like, a celebration of everything.
Yeah.
And when, like, of all the banned songs, that's the one that I really feel like should sneak through.
Yeah. Because even if you don't remember it, you can sing along to it really easily.
And I've been looking down the summer, and I've been dabbing do.
I better deck a better shoes.
They look really bonkers in the video for Long Hot Summer. There's some bronzing and some kind of lighting in that video that is questionable. Everyone's very shiny.
I thought it'd be also fun if they did a medley where they sang all their audition songs for pop stars.
Okay, so if we're going to do even more dumb suggestions, I have quite a bonkers one for you that I thought of earlier. So remember when the Spice Girls did their reunion tour and they had that individual, everyone got to do like their own solo section?
Oh, I've got a solo section for you.
I thought as a joke, but kind of would be funny, would be for each girl to, when they do their, maybe like a medley of their solo songs, but they have to do it. And then factor in kind of one of their passions from Passions of Girls Aloud.
Oh, that's good.
So for that, I was picturing that Nadine would be forced to ride a horse to do Sarah's passion. So she'd be singing Insatiable from on top of a polo horse.
Oh, but she could also do it while trying to like operate a deep fat fryer from Nadine's Irish Mist and serve pints.
But I was imagining like a Beyonce Renaissance style horse, but she's coming out singing, whoa. And then I was thinking, again, not to talk about Rihanna, the Fenty thing, but I thought, Nicola could do Beat of My Drum, but it's like beating your face. That's to good. Dainty Doll. Kimberly sings that song with Agro Santos dressed as someone from Les Mis. Like you like. She's dressed as like Fantine from Les Mis.
And then what's Cheryl
doing? Well, Cheryl would just do, you know, Call My Name.
Okay, so I had a different version of the solo section. Mm-hmm. Solo section, I want Nadine to do Go To Work. I obviously want Nicola to Beat My Drum. I want Cheryl, I want her to do Let You.
Yeah.
Her best solo single. And finally, I want Kimberly to come in full prosthetics as Princess Fiona from Shrek the Musical.
And sing...
My name is Fiona, and I'm a princess.
But I look like Shrek.
I'm a Fiona and I look like an ogre. Yeah, that song, you know.
Fine, I'll take it.
Okay. I don't know if Cheryl would want to overpower.
That's what I mean. She's got a deeper singles range than the others, isn't she? That'd be fun if they all did Fight for This Love.
That would be. Oh my god.
How good would that be? Imagine Nadine's vocals on Fight for This Love.
Or all doing Call My Name.
That would be...
Imagine Nadine didn't call my name.
God, I'd like to hear Nadine sing anything.
I would like Nadine just to take requests.
Yeah. Now I've reached the request section.
All the other girls, everything else is rehearsed, but I just thought for this, I'll just do anything you want. So just write down a little thing in the ticket and give it to me.
Oh, you're right about them doing their audition songs. I would love to hear, as we always talk about, Nadine singing Fields of Gold.
Oh.
Along the fields of barley.
What were the other audition songs?
That's it. Cheryl did Have You Ever by S Club 7. Have you ever loved and lost somebody? Wish there was a chance to say I'm sorry.
I was going to pitch Javine coming on and performing Surrender Your Love.
Dun, 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 dun. God, I love that song.
Not about what you want to know. The town's round on your Babadook.
I love Surrender by Javine. That's got a really fun video as well.
With all the mirrors.
Yeah, she's trapped in a hall of mirrors. And there's also like a fake street scene that she's like strutting down the street to that song. Oh. We're going to watch that after.
Okay, cool.
It'll be a little treat when we have that. those Oreos that you brought over.
Wait, what were the other edition songs?
I couldn't actually find any evidence of any
others. I
remember
Sarah's was like, there was something in your voice I was telling
you. Oh, yeah, so she did. Oh, yeah. Last thing on my mind. Oh, yeah. So, yes, Kimberly did Where Did Broken Hearts Go? Honestly, she looks kind of the same in this audition that she does now.
She also sounds exactly the same.
She doesn't look any different.
How great is it that Jerry Halliwell was judging these singers?
And your favorite detail of the girls, the pop stars, the rivals is Jerry's in a full winter parka. She's so cold. She's simply wearing a parka. She barely got any of that song out, does she?
I know.
She didn't even get to, I've been watching you, bad and dad and do. Oh. Among the fields of barley.
Barley. Oh, those are my main predictions and hopes and dreams. And I mean, I don't want them to do Love Shack.
Yeah, no, although looking back, I also would love to just see a whole show of them just doing all the songs from Pop Stars the Rivals. That would be really fun.
It would be fun if one True Voice came on, everyone just booed them and threw rocks at them, and then they had to walk off. That'd be fun.
Oh, do you think they're going to do Beautiful Because You Love Me?
No.
Yeah, that one's definitely going to hit the cutting room floor, isn't it?
Yeah.
That barely made it into the 10 tour. Yeah. I love that song.
It's a great
song. I stand
by
it.
It is a great song, but the lyrics are really regressive and awful. I'm beautiful because you love me. But I like how Nadim from the word go was like, no, your beauty doesn't depend on someone else loving you.
That's true.
I guess someone's love could make you even more beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like it's like an inner beauty coming out rather than a being beautiful thing. But hey, there's no point talking about it because Beautiful Because You Love Me is definitely not making it onto the set list.
Yeah.
So when are we going to find out? Is that on Friday that we'll know what the set list is?
Yeah, so the first night is
tomorrow.
Friday, May 17th. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow if you're listening to this on release day. Wow. Really, really painted myself into an editing corner there, haven't I? Yikes.
Well, we're super excited.
Mm.
Hoping I get to go. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, feelings. If you go, please call our number and give us a some feedback report on the tour.
Oh my God, yes. So please, basically, every listener who goes to the Girls Aloud tour, can you just send us feedback? Can you call us? 612-699-2007. 612-699-2007, like the year.
Yeah.
Please, actually, just call us. From like your favorite part of the show, leave us a voice message and we'll play them on the show. How fun would that be?
Oh, I'd love it. Please. Mom, baby. Yeah, we're like, they did Beautiful Because You Love Me.
Thank you so much for listening as ever. Please rate and review us, but mostly call us from the show.
Yeah. I specifically want to be called if they play Long Hot Summer. Ba ba ba.
When you hear that slight shake of a tambourine.
Bum. Bum bum. Da 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 da.
Ba, ba, ba. So speaking of our beloved Girls Aloud, we've already done two episodes of Passions. The Passions of Cheryl, Street Dance. Passions of Sarah.
Who's next?
It's either Kimberly or Nicola, we don't know.
Well, should I look it up?
Yeah.
And we will be looking at... Da, 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 da. Well...
It's Kimberly.
It's time to tread those boards of the West End. Because we're going to hear a lot of... What's that really annoying song from Les Mis? On my own, and standing here beside me.
That's not Les Mis.
It is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, you're right.
So we're going to hear a lot of...
What?
I don't know if I want to say this and ruin it for our
say
recap.
I won't remember.
The producers of the show cast her as a whore in the song Lovely Ladies.
Oh, I can't believe I've been cast as a whore.
The word whore is so intense.
I mean, the thing is, some of her outfits and Girls Aloud have been quite racy, but I've never been cast as a whore before. And then all those shots of the other girls being interviewed. I think she'll do a great job as a whore. She's so sexy. Great. Okay, so call us on the voicemail.
Yeah.
Listen to Passions and go, 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 go. You're welcome, girls.
Bye.
You are right up May Street. Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
Marley isn't. I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.